Hi there, and welcome to Pagano Boo. Citizens of Ireland, I would like to share with you today an experience I had only yesterday. It was an epiphany of sorts, a Pauline conversion, if you will, and it surrounded the whole banking crisis. Now, I know you can't see me, but at the moment I'm holding two fingers up on each hand and I'm doing air quotes as I say the words banking crisis. It's very important. You'll explain why later. Up to now, I've had, same as everyone else, a large degree of anger surrounding the whole thing, a large degree of frustration surrounding the whole thing, but most of all, a huge degree of confusion. I've had people who live outside of Ireland, friends, people I know, especially in the States, they've been emailing me asking me what's going on, you're all over the news. And I've tried to explain it to them, but it hasn't been easy because we're talking about economics, which is a field which has got tons of jargon, and it's very involved. And whenever you hear commentators trying to explain it, you know, the words they use, the terminology, they make it so complicated. And when you try to suggest things that we might do to them, they've always got this domino effect of things that happen afterwards. And it all sounds catastrophic. I mean, whenever you hear people like, I don't know, like George Lee or David McWilliams or that Russian guy, what do you call him, constantly regurgitate or whatever his name is, you say to them, like, well, what if the government does this? And they go, oh, well, if he does that, inflation goes up, unemployment goes down, GDP goes up, exports go down, imports go up, stock market goes down. And it's like, oh, okay, well, not even half of that sounded good. So you say, why don't we do the opposite? Oh, well, you know, if you do the opposite, then inflation goes down, unemployment goes up, GDP goes down, exports go up, imports go down, stock market goes sideways, blood pressure goes through the roof, and everyone goes home. So you're like, okay, so probably it's best to do nothing. I don't know. You're pulling your hair out. And all we want as citizens of this country, all we want is to know the one thing that's going to solve it. Like, even if we did have a silver bullet, what would we aim it at? What is the one thing, the nub of the whole thing, underneath it all, cut through all the crap, what's the one thing? And finally, yesterday, in the Dáil, our Minister for Finance stood up and told it like it is, and finally got to it. He made it clear to me what the problem is. So I want to share that with you today. Ladies and gentlemen, the one thing that is ruining the economy of this great country of ours can be summed up by just one word. Talking. Yes, it's as simple as that. All it is talking. Let me tell you what Brian Lennon said. This is an exact quote of what he said, and sorry, but I can't do the accent, so I'm just going to read it out. In recent years, there has been much commentary about the need for senior bondholders to accept their share of the burden of this crisis. I have to say that there has been far too much discussion. When those who deplore the gradual erosion of the deposit base of the Irish banking system come to reflect on it, they will see the substantial contribution that was made to that by the amount of domestic noise generated in this area. That's back to me again. Folks, we have to ask ourselves, how much have we contributed to that amount of domestic noise? I hang my head in shame. I have betrayed my country. I have spoken on my blog. I've spoken, I've tweeted, all the Facebook messages, all the satire, the cartoons, all the jokes. Everything I've done has helped create this mess. And on behalf of me, my family, and everyone involved with me, I apologize. And I hope that you will join me in accepting that blame. Thank you. Now, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to pour myself a nice cool glass of lemonade. I'm going to get on my big flowery pair of swimming trunks. And I'm going to go sit in the back garden and top up my tan because it's a bloody scorcher out there. Thank you. Goodbye.